Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. What's a guy got to do to get her in some bunny ears once in a while? It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? I mean, I don't have a bunny costume, but I can dress as a groundhog.
I was going to say, the only animal costume we have, I think, is a groundhog.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of sexy.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Sexy groundhog.
I'll show you more than a shadow.
Jesus.
You don't want to know what you're going to see when you come up.
Oh, my gosh.
Your mom calls you bunny, so it's not too far off, although that's probably a weird role play to do.
She calls you bunny, too. She was like, what are you bunnies up to? I hate that.
I know. It really rubs you the wrong way.
I know. I hate it so much, and it feels like the more I hate it, the more she does it, because that's my mom.
Classic parents.
I don't know. I'm not even going to get into this, but she knows I hate it, and she keeps doing it. But when I call her mother, which is what she hates, she like doesn't speak to me.
Yeah, there's worse names you could have than bunny.
It's just weird. I'm in my mid-30s, literally. Like, my name is Teresa. Not a bunny. So how about that, mom?
Did I ever tell you how I got in trouble for calling a girl bunny on the bus?
Why?
I feel like I must have told you this.
No.
In elementary school, I guess, I was on the bus, sitting in the back seat, obviously. And a couple rows ahead, there was this girl on my bus route, younger girl. So probably fourth or fifth grade. I was probably in sixth. And she was wearing bunny ears, like made out of construction paper. As one does in elementary school. And so I was just like, hey, bunny. And then the next day, I think I continued to call her bunny because she was wearing the bunny ears that one day. I don't think I was flirting, although I do have a thing for younger women, but apparently ones that are called bunny. But she had enough and she told her mom, and then I got in trouble.
Jeez.
I got like called to an office and spoken to, and the bus driver had to be involved and all. Yeah, so tell your mom to watch out because you call someone bunny too many times.
Watch out, mom.
Pay the price. Did your mom start listening to the podcast or something?
No. Oh. Please.
You're speaking to her like she's listening.
No, my mom is, she doesn't like reality TV. She doesn't like sitcoms. It's, I'm like, are we even related or what?
Did you like sitcom or reality TV before I got you into it?
Oh, yeah.
What did you watch?
I watch the Czech Republic's is looking for a superstar.
They're still looking.
I watched the Big Brother. Okay. And then I watched the Big Brother, the American version, that they kind of tried to do it in Czech, failed. So then we created our own Czech style Big Brother, which I loved.
Okay.
It was great.
How do you say that in Czech? How do you say Big Brother?
Velký bratr.
Mm-hmm.
But we called it the Big Brother.
Sure.
What else did I watch? I don't know. I watched a lot of, my mom loves murder mysteries. So I watched that with her, but the made up one, like Columbo.
Sure.
And Monk.
Sure.
And then I watched Dallas and all these things with my grandma.
All right.
Not reality TV, but I've always watched TV.
Yeah. Cool. What a good story.
Like we all, right? Am I right?
Guilty. All right. Well, we watched an episode that we're going to talk about. Before we do, real quick, a little business. Guys, we're all talking about it. This season of Love and Paradise, Therese and I are talking about it on the premium channels on Patreon and Supercast. So if you want to hear our thoughts on that, what a season so far. check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/MarriedToReality. Or if you like Supercast, we're over there too, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Check it out. Our coverage is on the Cousins Club for audio only and Family Affair level for audio, video, and a monthly bonus.
Yes.
So check us out over there. Make sure you're also following us on Instagram at marriedtorealitypod. We're having fun over there. We love when you guys message us over there. Call in. That's our direct line. When we say call in, message us at marriedtorealitypod on Instagram.
Instagram, the Patreon, just talk to us or talk to each other because we love it.
Therese and I are getting sick of talking to each other, so come talk to us.
No, we don't. No. Don't lie to our friends.
Never, never. Also, make sure you follow the podcast wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the new and improved Lauren.
No. Oh, well, to be determined, I think we've seen the final product, but this was
painful.
This was not hot.
I'm sure she's gonna look snatched.
Yeah, yeah.
So good for her.
She's
on
the road to recovery now.
There is a part of me watching this thinking, I probably would rather like pay for like a badass booty cam coach to like get me snatched naturally because this seems very painful.
Yeah.
Like, very painful. I think what I was almost thinking about, I'm like, maybe one day I'll do this, but...
Then you watched.
Then I watched, and I was like, okay, I can power through pain. But then they said, she can't even wipe her butt. Mm-hmm. And I love John, but there is no way in the world he's wiping my butt. And there is no way in the world, like, I'm not just not going to do that.
I would use the little sprayer from the sink to wash you down.
No, it's just... There is no way I would ever allow you to do that.
All right. So smash like it's as hot as Lauren. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we love love. We're suckers for love. And if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Yes.
Okay. Before we get into the meat of this episode, how about a little 90 day, by the way?
Let's hear it.
All right. By the way, number one. It seems the fairy tale has come to an end, Teresa.
Whose?
John and Rachel have called it quits.
Oh, finally.
John from England.
Yeah.
And Rachel from who knows where. Has finally...
New Mexico.
Has finally called it quits. On Tuesday, Rachel confirmed on Instagram. She said, it absolutely pains me to post this. This isn't the update we wanted to share. This isn't the ending we were hoping for, nor is it the finale we were thinking would happen. Quite verbose, Rachel. Get to the point. Long-distance relationships can be brutal on the toughest of couples. They had been trying for 7 years to get John to the States, if you don't remember. She continued,
I do.
We have unfortunately grown too far apart. The decision has been made on our end to not continue. The visa journey is sadly over. It's an end of an era and not an easy decision to make. So
yeah, he had like a criminal background. That's why he can't get a visa.
He got like a fight in college.
Yeah, but you have like the US looks at all this stuff. You have a criminal background.
As they should.
Yeah, they totally should. So, and she couldn't move there because she has kids with someone else.
True.
So we can just, if the dad wants to be in the kid's life, you can just pack up and leave.
True. So it seems like that's the end of their fairy tale.
Yeah,
that's
about time. Like, he was a moron.
That's the last duet for these two.
Oh, yeah. I think she liked him because he was good looking, at least at the time of their season.
And he had the accent.
Yeah, but then,
And they sang karaoke on that dumb app.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this should have ended like a long time ago.
I know. How many times did they see each other? Like once a year at most, probably.
Exactly.
On to the next.
Remember she sent him a placenta from the kid she had with someone else?
God, no.
Yikes.
All right. On to the next. Good riddance. Good luck, guys. Number two. Kobe of Emily and Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a new business venture.
Good. What is it?
He's going back to his roots. He was an underwear model, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Back to his roots. He's launching an underwear line.
Okay.
All right. He posted on Instagram the other day, fire emoji. Guys, get ready to ignite your style with Blazes Wear. Blazes Wear aims to introduce a unique and culturally inspired underwear line that celebrates African heritage through vibrant and stylish prints. Stay tuned for the grand launch so you don't miss out. Boom.
Nice.
In the post, he put a website blazeswear.com.
Blazeswear.
I think his last name is like Blase or Blaze or something, but he's spelling it B-L-A-Z-E-S. Blazeswear.com, which takes you to a blank web page.
Ooh.
Nothing there, but it seems to be a Shopify store in the making.
Oh, well, let's see.
I'm not totally sold on this venture, and let me tell you why, Teresa. You know I'm quite the shark. I'm out on this. I'm not investing in this one.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. It's because it's such a small market, and there's so many undies out there. I mean, our friend Calvin, please.
Calvin, me undies, you undies.
Yeah.
Our undies. There's I don't even wear undies.
So many undies that just are proven quality. And here's the thing. It's like, I love my Calvin. Like, that's all the undies I wear. Good style. Good fit. But I feel like having all these cultural things, often only you have like a small bucket of customers. It's not the wide range.
Yeah. I'm with you. And that's basically the reason why I'm out on this investment. I would say underwear, yeah, there's a ton of competition, saturated market. But also, he's got a platform, right? So you think, okay, look, I got a platform. I'm going to be able to promote and sell. The 90-day audience, I think, is primarily women. So what, are you going to buy these undies for your man?
Yeah.
Does he care that much? Are you, it's a one-time purchase, I think. I don't see a lot of repeat customers.
Yeah.
Something like Yara's makeup line makes a ton of sense.
She has a makeup line?
I think she has a makeup line or a clothing line or something.
It's a clothing line, I think.
But all these women look at her and they go, oh, she's beautiful. I want to support her. I want to have her style. I'll buy this. I'll buy that. I'll buy the other thing. It makes sense to me. This doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah. I can see that.
But good luck. He's trying.
Yeah, he's trying. Doing something. It's all about trying.
He's doing something. Who knows? Maybe he'll be the next Calvin Klein.
Maybe.
All right. That's 90 Day, by the way. What do you say we get into it? The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, happily ever after.
Question mark.
Season 8, episode 9. Let's start with the aforementioned Emily and Kobe.
Let's hit the rainy market.
It's a 90-day must. If you're in a foreign country, you go to a market.
And out of all these 90 days we've seen in all these markets, Emily's the one who's like so excited about it. She's like, yeah, we usually keep things like this refrigerated, but I mean, sure, this is what they do here.
It's what
good
they
for
do.
Her.
It's what they do, embracing the culture, embracing the local markets. You never take me to a local market.
In Czech? Yeah. I mean, we have some, but it's like in America, basically. It's a farmer's market.
You do take me to Tesco.
You love Tesco. I love Tesco.
I do love Tesco.
We love Billa, too.
I'm all right on Billa, but Tesco's amazing. My favorite thing is to see the prices of beer, because you go up there, it's like for 5 cents, you can get a beer.
Yeah.
And then just all the bread and pastries that are just out in the open for people to just bare hand.
No, you have these, you have things.
Tongs?
They're tongs, and they're also plastic gloves that you put on.
Do people do that, though? Because I've seen many a people in the Tesco not do that.
People should be doing it.
People absolutely should be doing that.
Yeah.
But they're not.
I mean, what do you do? It's the same thing in the U.S. I saw people grabbing bagels at Publix with their hands.
Yeah.
So well,
not this guy. So anyways, they're at this market. They got to get the ingredients for the traditional knock door dinner that's going to be taking place.
And Emily will be doing the cooking with a little help from Kobe's sister.
Yeah, she's going to need some help because apparently her specialty is meatloaf. She keeps talking about her meatloaf.
She's, I mean, like, I love meatloaf.
I will do anything for love, but a classic knock door dish, I won't do that.
Yeah, and I love how she's been great this season, like embracing the culture. Yeah, you see pieces of Emily where she gets a little bossy. I guess that's who she is, but like she's been really there and she's been really trying.
It's the story arc of every 90-day villain. You get one bad season and then the next season you have to come back, redemption song.
I don't even
yourself.
Think that. I think in America, well, she was in America and they were trying to make things work. He just moved there. Like, things weren't going as smoothly. Now it's 2 or 3 years later. They have 2.5 kids. Like, he's getting along with her family. Like, a lot of things has changed. I think they found the rhythm. So things are easier now, like, for sure.
Tell that to Kobe's friends.
Well, don't even get me started on them.
So we get back to the house and we're showing Mother Lisa what we bought.
Cow skin.
What did we buy? A little cow skin?
Yeah.
Isn't that leather? Don't you call that leather?
I mean, once you dry it out and you make a purse out of it.
Yeah. Lisa's picking up where Emily left off as the offensive one in the family, I would say, because this episode, Lisa's like, honey, this is what we give our dogs in America.
Yeah, Lisa. I mean, I get it, but you don't need to be that honest.
It's what you're going to be eating later, so I would keep your mouth shut for now and smile and nod and say, oh, cool, if this is your tradition,
yeah,
let's see how it turns out. Not, this is dog food.
We need to take you to pig killing. It's a lot of fun.
Take me to pig killing?
Yeah. It starts at 4 a.m.
Next.
You let the pig run around for a little bit, then you like chase it, you kill it.
You give it hope that it might escape.
Yeah.
Run, little piggy.
And then you just
last chance.
You just start working the pig and you work everything and until it's just nothing.
Huh.
And you drink this whole time, by the way.
This doesn't sound kosher.
It's probably not, but it's a lot of fun.
All right. David, a man of tact, at least says, this looks like a wet croissant. Which is a fun comparison. I feel like he's probably good at wine tastings. Because that's a poll. Like, wet croissant. It's giving wet croissant.
Okay.
As opposed to Lisa, it's just like, this is dog food. Not even blue buffalo. So then Kobe's sister, Francisca, shows up. Not a moment too soon.
Yeah, and her and Emily are like besties. Apparently, they've been talking on social media. This is the second time they're seeing each other in person.
Yes.
She's going to help her cook.
She's going to teach Emily how to make arrow and fufu.
And I see some chicken feet, too. I guess it's a tradition for many.
It's a tradition. Yeah, you said you ate chicken feet.
No.
What did you eat? Chicken neck.
Yeah. Chicken neck soup. And then the necks. Sometimes I just ask my mom to just make necks for me. You can buy just necks.
I need to just
cook them and you put salt on the necks. So good.
I need to just take a moment to just praise Teresa, I think, and and thank her for how she's let me live. Because I'm a child. I eat like a child.
Oh, no, you eat what I cook.
My favorite food is cheeseburgers and pizza. Classic Jimmy Buffett song. And you've got quite the palate. You've won fish eye eating competitions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You love sucking down a carp that's been in a bathtub.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Apparently chicken neck soup is a delicacy where you come from.
Very good.
Feral pigs. And you never force me to eat any of this. And in our home, you make me my pasta and meat sauce and you make me my chicken tacos.
But also make a very healthy dishes that you sometimes complain that it's too healthy.
That's fine. If the worst thing on my plate is cauliflower rice, I'll take it.
Because yeah, you did complain about my cauliflower rice dish.
If the other option is chicken neck soup, I'll keep my mouth shut next time. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me to eat like the child that I am.
Yeah, remember that next time I'm making some delicious Indian food with cauliflower rice.
Yeah. So they get to cooking. I know it was supposed to be Francisca helping Emily cook, but it was really more just Emily watching Francisca cook.
What's good? She was trying. She was helping, but I think it's good. She's never done it. Which surprises Francesca because she says, I don't know how Kobe lives without eating our classic Cameroonian food.
Well, we see. He's indulging in the finer things in America.
This is how I look at it. Like, do I miss Czech food? I do. However, I don't cook it because then it's not special when I either see a Czech restaurant we can eat at, which is in Florida, there are like none.
Yeah.
Or in New York, we had a few. or going back home and really enjoying it. So that's why I don't cook Czech food at all. I only make schnitzels and potato salad for Christmas.
Yeah, plus in America, you have such a smorgasbord of options. It's not true. Like, oh, I'm just eating hot dogs and hamburgers. You can have Mexican, you can have Asian, you can have Italian.
Yeah, plus Czech food's good, but it's very heavy. It's like this, like Central European food. It's very like Germanish, Polish, like Austrian, like a lot of heavy, like potatoes and gravy and meats and stews. And so it's like, it's not a lot, not that healthy.
Yeah.
And that's why it's good once in a while. Maybe Kobe feels the same way about Cameroonian food.
No, from what I saw, this looked to be a little lighter than probably what.
You mean the chicken feet?
Yeah. So, all right. New day. This was one of my favorite scenes. Everyone's together for the knock door ceremony. And Lisa and David, they need to get their list together of things they demand.
For
Emily. And David took this seriously, and I appreciate that.
I love it. David did his homework. Kobe appreciated. Lisa is not sure about this whole thing because she feels like she's selling Emily. I'll tell you what. My parents would sell me immediately. Oh, okay. My parents would have a list done like within a couple of minutes.
Wouldn't even be a long list.
Well, it would probably be a motorcycle because my dad is still dwelling on it.
Be a moped.
Yeah. My mom always wanted
used moped.
My mom always wanted a sheep. So there might be a sheep on the list.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about their list, not our list.
First thing is a goat.
Nice.
He's like, we won't even take it. We'll leave it here. You guys can have it as a pet or something, but goat number one.
Nice.
A liter of palm oil.
What are you going to do with that?
I don't know, but apparently it's expected. Kobe's loving it. He's like, oh, wow. Someone did their research. Then, of course, an umbrella.
I love that.
A wooden cane.
Nice.
And then I think this is just what David wants. He's like, a couple more of those African shirts of you.
He's like,
if you got any lying around, yeah. Use a couple more of these bad boys.
And that's great. Kobe loves it and then says, well, but what about the money? Like, you need to ask for money. You can negotiate.
Yeah.
It can be negotiated, but this is where Lisa draws the line. She gets the gifts, like, sure, let's get some goods. But the money is like selling Emily. My parents would be like $5,000 at the very least.
No, I feel like your parents would be like, I don't know, whatever. A couple bucks.
That's true.
Get her out of here. She's eating all the chicken neck soup.
Next time I'm going to make you one.
Please don't.
You don't even have to eat the necks. It's just you get the broth from the bone. Like, it's very good.
Please don't. So David's like, all right, how much are we talking here? And Kobe says, well, we can negotiate, right? This is a negotiation we're in. And Lisa is, I think it's borderline disrespectful.
It is disrespectful. Just obviously no one's buying Emily. Like, you can purchase someone. Like, that's not how things are. So just respect the culture.
I mean, you can. Let's not paint with a huge broad brush. Correct. You can. Correct. That's not what's happening.
Correct. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. It's not like, oh, we're going to pay you $500 and she's going to stay here for 3 weeks and clean our kitchen.
No. It's just a custom. It's a tradition. So make the price $1. And on paper, you did the deed. But of course, there's no real money being exchanged. I don't know. To me, she was making too big of a stink about it.
Yeah.
David gets it.
Like, make it like $50 and buy something for the kids. Like, don't even take it yourself.
Right. David gets it. It's a sign of appreciation. It's a custom that's been happening generation after generation. And you just do it. To me, it's more offensive to try to... Lisa's trying to take this moral high ground.
Yeah.
And so now you're doing two shitty things, Lisa. You are not going along with this tradition. And you're basically telling them that their tradition is fucked up.
Yeah.
And that you shouldn't be doing your tradition. And so, Lisa, I'm not with you. I'm not with you on this one. Be more like David.
Yeah, me neither, Lisa. Just roll with it. Obviously, it's not real. No one's purchasing Emily, so just do it.
Yeah. All right. That is Kobe and Emily.
Next, let's go to some couples therapy, which poor therapist.
Not really poor therapist. Shout out to Vielco Cano, who I looked up immediately and who has a YouTube channel, a very unexpected YouTube channel I discovered.
She barely talked.
Oh, she talks on YouTube.
Mm.
She has videos like the unexpected ways to use a vibrator.
Okay.
And lesbians share all their secrets on how to please a woman. So obviously subscribed immediately because she's got some knowledge, Vielco, and she was there to help Rob and Sophie.
Yeah, it's going to be great for you to know how lesbians use vibrators.
No. Those are two separate videos, Teresa. Those are two separate videos. So I love how Sophie, on the way, is like telling the camera, I looked everywhere for this hoe phone. Even after Rob went to sleep, I searched his car. I searched his pant pockets. I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find this hoe phone.
Yeah, so is that a hoe phone? Who knows?
Hoe phone? No phone.
Well, they get to the therapist and obviously she wants to know, how do you guys meet? And they kind of do this dance, like who's going to say it first, which I think couples love telling the story. Like, it's almost like on How I Met Your Mother. Like you have this dance of like how you've met. And like, we love doing that shit too, don't we?
Well,
deep down, it's like when someone doesn't know us, I'm like, yes, let's tell them everything.
I think we love each other and we love our relationship. And so we like talking about it. I literally think Sophie and Rob did not want to talk about the relationship. So they were like, I don't know, you talk. No, you. I don't want to talk. You say.
Yeah. But Sophie starts because Rob tells her she should. So she said, well, we met online and...
Because Rob probably forgot.
Probably. Well...
It's the classic move you do, like when you meet your coworker on the sidewalk and you're like, oh, this is Teresa. Teresa. And then you wait for them to introduce themselves because you don't know their name.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, Sophie, you go. You go. No, please, you go. Because you don't know how long you've been together, how you met, when it all started.
Well, Sophie doesn't either because she said, yeah, we met. We've been together for... What?
4.5 years.
4.5 years, and Rob is 32, and I'm 26. I'm 24, and Rob is like, I'm 33, and she's like, no, you're not. Well, if you are, you just turned 33, and he's like, 8 months ago.
Jeez,
that's awful. You don't even know when your spouse's birthday is.
That's
really bad.
That's all you need to know, right there.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I do the math because we're exactly 4 years apart. So sometimes when I forget how old I am, then I do the math incorrectly for you.
Yeah.
I know the dates. Of course I do.
If you don't know your partner's birthday, no lesbian secrets on how to please a woman is going to help you. I can promise you that.
Well, they keep talking. Of course, Sophie brought up the cheating. And Rob immediately feels like, oh, of course she's talking about it, making me look bad. Dude. This is therapy. This is the main issue you guys have. Of course she brought it up. What else are you going to talk about?
And this is so telling of why no progress can be made. Because Rob thinks the whole reason that Sophie's there and this YouTube therapist is there is to like troll Rob and make fun of Rob. And his ego is so big that he can't let his guard down and get to work. He thinks that like, oh, you guys are just here to make fun of me and people are going to make fun of me because I'm into bodybuilders.
Oh my gosh. Like this turned toxic very quickly. He's like, are you making me look like some sort of a perv? Like I'm not into like those big women. Like, no, I like fit. I'm like, bro, that's not the point. The point is that you do that. Just go with it.
And then he was like shaming the body. He was like, fitness chicks is one thing, but bodybuilders is another. There's a category in men who like to fuck bodybuilders, and I'm not one of them. It's like, gee, like you're defending so hard that I actually think you are one of those men who like these bodybuilders.
And if you like them, so what? People... like weird stuff. Jasmine likes Gino's feet, which is way worse than bodybuilders.
Jasmine likes Gino, which is way worse than I kid Gino.
And I think like everyone has their own thing. Like don't judge it. But he just took so much offense, taken away from the fact that he did cheat. Like it doesn't
matter.
And
that's what it is.
It doesn't matter who you're cheating with or looking at. It's like, no, but Sophie's issue is that they haven't had sex in a long time because she feels like he's going to be thinking of all these fit girls. And she said, they don't look like me.
Right. Right. That's the thing, is she feels like, how can you be attracted to me if this is what you're attracted to? Apparently, he's just saving the photos, though, because he just wants to follow the routine. He wants to look like a female bodybuilder, apparently.
Yeah. I know you like me because I know you like the, you still like this Czech tennis player. I know it's not Martina Navratilova, but...
Speaking of lesbians sharing all their secrets. No, it's Daniela Hantukova.
Yeah.
You don't look like her. You look more like, I feel like, Russian tennis players.
Like...
You have more of like a Maria Sharapova vibe than Daniela Hantukova.
I'll take it, but I'm Czech.
Anna Kournikova.
Take notes.
I've taken a couple notes. Yeah, so... Sophie does have an issue with the fact that Rob seems to be into a different look, and Rob also wants to do role playing, and I can see how that could cause concern. Like, hey, you don't even want to bang me like me. You want me to look like a bunny before
or
you bang me.
Or Scooby-Doo.
Or Scooby-Doo.
Or someone on Scooby-Doo.
But... Rob just wants her to put on some bunny ears and a skirt and they be rocking.
Yeah, the Scooby-Doo character or a mate or something. And yeah. Sophie's like, okay, this whole thing is just not going too well. And another issue that she has, besides all the cheating and all this, is that he never compliments her. He never says, oh, you look beautiful. Like, I like your so-and-so.
Yeah.
Do you want to practice right now, Rob? Like, in front of this stranger? Do you want to, like, tell me how much you like me? Do you? Okay. So go.
You have beautiful lips. That's a good start. All right. I love your eyes.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Pretty good. Gorgeous body. You make me warm inside. This is mine and I love it. I want to take you home and do some things too. It's like, hey, all right, we started good.
TMI. But Sophie loves it. She's like, oh, that's all I wanted from you.
Yeah, say that
all
every,
I ever wanted from you.
Say it every day. Was it too difficult? The therapist was like, that was good. That's pretty good. If you want to jump on one of my videos with me, I think we could really kill one of these things. And she was like, you should do this. You should do this more often. Tell Sophie more often these things.
Yeah. And then the therapist said that they should give each other a kiss or a hug or like just show some affection. So they're making out a little bit and things seem to be good for a hot minute.
Yeah. Rob's like, all right, I'll start complimenting you more. I'll let her know when she comes out of the bathroom that I like that fat ass booty bouncing. I'll tell her. And I was like, all right. Did you really need to go to a therapist for this?
I mean, they should be seeing a therapist, but we'll see if this helps. Because they said the crystals didn't help on their own.
Shocker.
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 So we'll see.
All right. I think this is a good place to take a break. Whew. When we come back, Well, we'll talk about Lauren getting cut open.
Yeah, you didn't even watch this, so I'll talk about it.
Exactly. All right, we'll take a break. We'll tell you about our sponsor for this episode, and we'll be back in a second.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm still recovering from this segment.
Well, so is Lauren.
Oh, that's very... A warning flashed on our screen that said this episode features graphic surgery footage. And I heeded that warning and I did not watch this part. So I saw something that looked like a fruit smoothie and turned away. And
Teresa, I think it was fat.
I wouldn't know because I shielded my eyes. And so, Teresa, take it away.
Yeah. So, Alexei, is his name Alexis or Alexei or Alexei?
All of the above.
Okay. Alexei is very stressed. He's like, oh, I should have said something. I should have a stronger opinion. No, you shouldn't have. You supported your wife. You said your piece. And then you supported her. That was the right thing to do.
This is also the wrong time to be having those.
Correct.
And I get it's a natural thing to do. You're in the waiting room. The hours are ticking by. And you're thinking worst possible scenario. And so you're like, why did I let this happen? But at this point, positive vibes only.
Yeah, positive vibes only. The nurse comes in and says, here's an update. The lipo is done. Next thing, we're going to take all the good fat and we're going to put in all the places that it needs to, like her boobs. And then we're going to finish with a tummy tuck.
All right. So
he's still waiting.
6 hours later, the doctor comes out into the waiting room and says, all good. She's done. Looks awesome. We got great quality fat, liquid gold, as we call it in the industry.
They would get it from me too.
Liquid gold?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that your fat is gold?
I mean, if I have it, it should be gold.
I would hope so, but you could have some copper fat or bronze fat.
No.
Third place fat. You might have third place fat. Who knows? You don't know until you know.
Well, true, but I like to think of my fat as a gold fat.
Okay. Alexei is happy, but now it's time for him to go to work.
It was so interesting that Lauren ordered herself food.
Yeah.
I don't think she's ready to eat, but they're leaving.
Yeah.
Alexei's like, she didn't even get anything for me.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah, I would eat it.
He went back to see her, and this was tough. Like, she was shivering and crying, and it was a little scary.
I think she was also high from all the medication. She was so pale white. I don't know if because they drained some blood from her when they open you up, that she needs that blood flow again. Not a doctor, obviously, as you guys know.
I try to be
sometimes, but I'm not.
She was also, I think, the anesthesia can make you cold, and she was shivering from.
Yeah, she's like, am I looking snatched?
They turned her into Darcy. So I don't know if that's what happens when you go under the knife so many times is that you turn into Darcy, but she woke up snatched.
Yes. I hope that, you know, she wanted this surgery to look snatched, but hopefully that's it. Like, she's going to be happy with herself and that's where she stops because she's a very pretty girl. I don't think she needs any more work. I get it. This was for her to feel comfortable. Cool. I support it, but please stop here because I love Darcy, but I don't think we need to go that far.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, never had plastic surgery, but may in the future.
But I feel like, I don't know if Darcy said it or someone said it, that it's like a tattoo.
That's what I was going to say.
Once you get one, then it's like, oh my gosh, I improved.
Yeah.
I can improve more and then more and then more. And then you're going to end up like, well, Darcy or Stacy or Larissa.
And then you've gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
Although, here's what I'll say. We met Darce. We met our girl Darce a few months ago. She looked fantastic.
She does. And she smelled really good.
So I don't know what it is with the photos. Or
she over-filters for some reason. She really doesn't need to.
She looked stunning.
Yeah, she looked really good in person, literally. I was like, why do you put all the filters in your photo? That makes you look way worse than you actually do. Like, you look great.
Yeah, she has real life filters and fillers.
Yeah.
And she doesn't need the ones on the phone, but for some reason she does it. And I think it makes people go like, oh, you probably don't look good because you have all these filters on. When in actuality, she looks great.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a bad photo here and there that gets put out there. That's anyone.
Yeah, like if someone snap a photo of me right now, you'd be like, who this?
Yeah.
Haven't even brushed my hair.
Yeah, but she looks great. And so, I don't know, the surgeries for Darcy probably are working well.
Mm-hmm.
but we just see an off photo here and there. But all right, good for Lauren. She made it through surgery. It's going to take some recovering.
This is the craziest part, at least to me. You don't even keep her there overnight. Like, you literally put her in the car and roll her into a hotel with all these hoses sticking out of her. Like, I don't know. Like, that's kind of mind-boggling to me that you wouldn't even leave her there for like 12 or 24 hours to make sure everything's healing properly.
Or send her to the hotel with like a nurse for the night, yeah. Like a night nurse. I mean, it's up to Alexi, and he was given kind of the rundown of what to do, and I'm sure they sent some papers with him, because even when I had to take you after your wisdom tooth,
yeah,
I was like, what do I do? How many hours? What medication can you take? What can't you do? Don't suck through a straw. Don't drink this. It was overwhelming. I can't imagine after a surgery like that what you have to do. But they're off and on their way to recover.
Yes.
All right. Next up.
Ashley and Manuel. They're still in New York. They're still fighting.
Nothing ends well that Manuel.
No. So Manuel is meeting Jonathan, and Jonathan invited Ashley too because he wants to hear her side too. And I feel like Jonathan seems to be the only reasonable person between them who wants to hear both sides, who doesn't just take Manuel's side because he's his friend.
I think it's only fair. Ashley brought the alien whisperer to help last time, so I think it's only fair that Jonathan is there for Manuel's sake.
But I think Jonathan's there for Ashley, too.
Sure.
I think he's like hearing her side, too.
I don't think anyone's that neutral, but he's going to try to be.
Well, he's not, because that's not like a friend they met together, right? That could be neutral. But I think he understands that Manuel is very stubborn and lies to her. And I think maybe that's why he feels bad.
Yeah, I thought Jonathan was sort of taking Manuel's side in the beginning because he was saying, oh, when he left to have breakfast with me, he didn't want to bother you. He didn't want to wake you up. So that's why he left. That's BS. And Ashley knows it's BS and says, oh, well, he could have sent a message.
Yeah, but I feel like it's almost like, okay, it's been done. Let's try to smooth things out.
True. And it comes down to trust. And Jonathan says, well, Manuel, you need to trust Ashley. Ashley, you need to trust Manuel. And I don't think that Ashley liked that it wasn't 100% team Ashley. She thought like, oh, I'm going to get all the support. Jonathan's going to see that clearly Manuel's in the wrong, and that's not the case. And Ashley started crying.
Yeah, and she cries because she says, you disrespect my feelings. Like, you're not telling me things, lying, hiding things from me. That's why. And Manuel's like, well, if I told you, you would be like, what are you going with? Who are you going? Send me a photo. Send me your locations. It's like, well, if that's the case too, like, that's just toxic.
Totally. There needs to be trust. And I get you need to communicate to have trust.
Yeah.
But at this point, you need to do something to rebuild that trust. You guys are in such a bad place. That, yes, you're going to have to do some things that hopefully you're not going to have to do the rest of your relationship. You're going to have to communicate and over-communicate right now. And I'm going here with this person. And hopefully you build the trust back where you're not going to have to do that in a year. But you have to do it now.
Yeah.
And it stinks and it sucks and it's not what you want to do. But you're going to have to do some things you don't want to do at this point.
Yeah. And so Jonathan was like, Ashley, do you trust Manuel? Crickets.
Well, she got up and she walked away at some point. And she was like, I want Manuel to have friends in America, but we need to communicate about it. And while she was away, Manuel's like, if this is how it's going to be, our marriage is over. Like, he just got to the States and he's already talking about the marriage being over. They're in such a bad place.
They are. And when they're leaving, I guess they're getting the producer's car. It seemed like it.
I think the van. Yeah.
I almost was like, oh, they're going to bang because this has been bad that they just need to bang it out to like calm the situation.
that's right. I forgot. That's
She's
all
like,
they
get
have.
In. Like, get in right now. Like, come on. Let's go.
And he's like, see this? You see, this is what I have to deal with. She's ridiculous. This is how she talks to me. Look at that. And it's like, come on, at some point, just let it go. Be happy, I guess, that she even wants you to get in the van and go mm-hmm. home with her, right? And just draw. At some point, someone needs to be the bigger person. They're both being clowns right now. They're both being so stubborn mm-hmm. right now that someone just be the bigger person. Or just divorce and go home and get off our screens for good.
Yeah.
Because you guys are both being children. Someone step up, be the bigger person, and suck it up and see if you can make it better that way. Because you both being clowns, it's a circus.
Yep, I agree.
All right. Speaking of clowns and circuses.
Smollett and Liz finally mad, but Liz picked a different place. She's like, coffee place is definitely a more appropriate place to have this conversation. I was like, well, I do agree, I guess. It's better than the bar, although at the bar you can have a drink or throw it at Smollett, so.
Yeah, also, there was no Riley. You didn't need to go to a coffee shop now.
Yeah.
Who cares if it's a family-friendly place? You don't have your kids, so you're almost just doing it to rub it in his face and be like, see, this is how you pick a mature spot. It's like, you guys could have gone to Hooters. There was no children. Who cares?
True.
This whole thing, though, kind of broke my heart. Like, for some reason, Liz is like, I don't want to give up. I want to be with Ed. I don't know what I'd do without him. And I think she truly believes that. Like, you could see that she was devastated hearing that Smollett wanted to be done with this.
Yeah, and there was a part of me that I thought, all right, they're going to hash it out. One more chance. We'll see the wedding. But Smollett is like, no. He's like, I'm sorry, but I want to be single. I want to focus on my career. I don't want to be with anybody. And Liz is like crying, saying, but you will find someone and you'll be a better version of yourself with someone else. And Smollett's like, I will always be an asshole, like always.
Ugh. Which is a gross trait to almost brag about your assholery.
Yeah,
to,
he knows it.
To want to own it, to not want to get better. That's dumb.
Yeah. And he said, oh, I've been falling out of love with Liz for a while. So why did you move to Arkansas together?
It's ridiculous that you moved her from a place where she was thriving.
Yeah, had a great job. She was like, a co-owner of the restaurant or
probably
something?
Probably had friends and support, yeah. Friends for Riley. And then you know that this is happening and you move to where your family is, like where you have more support. Such a douche move. And I don't believe for a second that he's doing this from a selfless point of view, the divorce, I mean, being like, well, we both had shit marriages and I wouldn't want you to go through another divorce. It's like he's not thinking about her at all, but yeah. He's trying to make it seem like, I'm thinking about you. I don't want to put you through another divorce. That's BS.
Yeah, he's like, you know, I want the best for you. And if you meet someone like me again, please run. Like you're doing this thing that you're trying to put it on you.
Right.
Just so... okay, she can think I'm an asshole and I can move on. I'm sure he loves the attention from all the women he gets, which I don't understand, but I guess he does.
People love fame.
Yeah, and I think they've had such a toxic relationship that it makes sense that one of them had enough. I would just hope that it was going to be Liz, who seems more sane than Smollett, but...
yeah.
I think this is the best thing that could happen to her with Smollett.
Oh.
The fact that he's pushing her away, just take it and run.
Yeah, absolutely. She's devastated now in the moment. Understandably, I guess, she just uprooted her life. But I think when the smoke clears, she's going to realize, oh, I'm in such a better place without this dead weight.
Yeah, like you got into a fight over Mexican spaghetti, whatever it was.
Taco pasta.
First of all, it sounds disgusting. And second of all, what? Like, you're divorcing. You're canceling the wedding over an argument over some sort of a pasta or a comment that someone made.
Teresa,
mm-hmm.
It's never about the taco pasta. It's never about the taco pasta. Come on.
I guess.
You know that. Yeah, she needs to forget about Arkansas. I know Smollett was like, well, we have the lease. We'll figure that out. It's like, forget the lease. Stick him with the lease, whatever fees, whatever break the lease fees.
Go back
to California. Be on the first plane back to California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready to go to Florida. Let's do some pageant prep.
I think this pageant workshop was being held in like a doctor's office or something, because it was giving waiting room. It felt very waiting room. There was nothing beauty about this office.
I mean, there were the tiaras and the sashes.
There was a tiara and maybe a sash. But if I'd walked into this for a pageant, I would have turned around and walked out.
I'm like, some of these women were gorgeous. Dallas is 44. What the heck, Dallas?
First of all, let's go through these names. Sclaucher. Dallas. Marriott. And then someone who forgot to pick their stage name, Angela, I guess. And also Gino was there front and center, because you can't forget Gino.
And Jasmine comes in and she gets emotional immediately and opens up to the women about her struggle with her, the way she looks, and she's been depressed and the alopecia. And there is a lot of support. And then she shares, maybe I'm too old for this. And Dallas is like, oh, you're not, baby. I'm 44. Good for her. I'm like, damn, Dallas, what are you drinking?
This was like AA for hot ladies, because I don't even think there was much pageantry going on. It was just a support group for these older hot ladies.
I mean, a little catwalk action was happening, but
yeah,
there were some of the women who were very young. I think maybe in their 20s. I think Jasmine and Dallas were a little older.
Yeah. Miss International World. I looked it up. I went on the website.
Isn't that what Natalie did? Natalie's also like close to being 40.
Miss International World.
She did something international.
Mrs. International World.
Maybe that's why she went to stay married to Mike.
If you wanna laugh or a blast from the past or to time travel back to 92, go to the Miss International World website, because this thing looks like it was built on GeoCities or Angel Fire.
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, my God. They probably didn't have it in Czech. But like,
we had Miss Czech Republic.
No. I'm talking about these website builders.
Oh.
These original hosting platforms.
Oh.
That back in the early 90s, mid-90s, you'd build these websites. They all had like firework backgrounds.
And I know what you're talking about.
Visitor counters at the bottom of the page. And
yeah.
That's what this website is. It's ridiculous. Ooh. So, okay, she goes, she walks, she's loving it. She gets her crown and her sash. She was in her element. It did make her feel good.
Yes. Gino's loving it too, supporting her, but he has some thoughts that he's going to share during the fiesta they're having at the Airbnb.
Yeah, it's the last night in Miami, so they're having like a final dinner party with Leandro, and they make some jazz maritas.
Yeah.
We should make some jazz maritas, which sound just like regular margaritas, but I think extra watered down.
Whenever I want to drink a margarita, I always try to like skinny down. And as I'm telling them, then I'm just like, just give me tequila and soda lime.
Yeah. You're like, I want a margarita, but no simple syrup.
Yeah, no. Any of the additional stuff.
None of like, the mixer.
No. Just give me a tequila soda line.
That's the healthiest, the summer drink.
Yeah.
It's hot girl summer this summer, so let's drink that.
But I only like the basic margaritas with just salt. Maybe a little bit of the margaritas mix.
I think you like...
No simple syrup. I don't like that.
You like spicy margaritas.
Oh, I love spicy. But just when it's like super spicy.
Yeah. So, okay. Last night in Miami... Final dinner party. They cheers to Jasmine's 37 anuses.
I don't get that.
Gina was like, oh, happy 37th birthday. And they were like, no, anios, not anus. Gino kept doing like 37 anuses. Oh. Like, that's something different. That's probably a website that Jasmine was on before meeting Gino.
Well, they're talking about the pageant prep and Jasmine telling Leandro and she loved it. It was like a support group and everyone was gorgeous and beautiful and she really wants to do it. And Gino's like, well, but how are you going to compete in the pageant if you get pregnant?
Which, this is just dumb because I don't understand this.
What do you prep for pageants? Like it takes months. And if she does get pregnant, I don't know if you can compete as a pregnant woman. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I think this group, you probably could. They seem very supportive.
But do you want to, like, I don't know if people diet or whatever. Like, you can't really do that when you're pregnant, I would think.
I mean, it might be a little bit of a cheat.
Like, imagine if your feet swell and then you cannot even wear high heels.
I guess so, but this just seems like you can try at least. And Gino's whole concern is like, well, how do you do it if you're pregnant? It's like, well, then maybe you drop out if you can't do it. But like, this seemed a little fake to me. Like, this whole reason was a little, I think, producer involved.
Maybe, but he keeps, I think it's just for him to keep bringing up the kid. Like, he wants to have a kid. Ever since we met them, the first time he flew to freaking Panama to meet her in person, they were trying to get pregnant and then they didn't and they got mad at each other and they fought and we loved it. But they've always, he's always wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
So this is not new.
No, not that, but the fact that, like, well, I don't know. Can you do a pageant? What if you get pregnant? It's like, really? I don't know. It just seems like such a ridiculous reason to be,
well,
like, you shouldn't do the pageant.
Jasmine explains because she's like, you know what? Gotta tell you something. I don't feel like getting pregnant right now. I'm not ready to have a baby. And this is how I feel. And I get it because she's been going through a lot of emotional stuff. Her kids are far away. I can understand how she doesn't even want to think of having another kid while her kids are not even there.
Oh, I totally get it. That, to me, makes sense. But to be like, I don't know, a pageant. I don't know if I can do a pageant because what about the kid? Like, that doesn't make sense. And also, not a conversation to be having in front of Leandro. To me, that was, for Jasmine, maybe she needed support to come out and say, like, hey, I don't want to have a kid now because of X, Y, and Z. Okay, maybe she wanted that moral support of Leandro, but this seemed like, have the conversation later when you guys are alone in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So Gino was not happy to hear this news, and he just walks away.
Yeah.
He's going to bed.
What an end to the fiesta.
Yeah. All right. One more?
Yeah, it's very quick. Just Patrick and Thais leaving the picnic, and Thais says, oh, I expected more from you when it comes to my dad. Like, you should have asked for the blessing.
Yeah, I'm team Patrick here.
Me too, because he's like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, we're married. I want to earn his respect, but, I mean, I'm not going to ask for a blessing.
Yeah, it seems fake. If you're going to ask for a blessing, you want it to be authentic. You want it to mean something. Thais feels like Patrick was being selfish by not asking. I feel like Carlos was being selfish by demanding a blessing.
Yeah.
Being like, you have 3 days to beg for my permission. That's being selfish.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand Carlos being mad at both of them because they literally didn't tell him. I mean, my parents would be very hurt.
Sure.
But I think Carlos, at this point, he should get past it. Like, yeah, say your piece, which he does all the time, but they have a kid together. Like, come on, bro.
Do you really want a forced blessing?
Yeah.
Like, I would not feel like it was sincere if I said, you have 3 days to ask for my blessing.
Yeah.
No, at that point, you're just trying to impose some sort of power over Patrick. You're not. It's not even about the ask. It's about, look what I can make you do.
Yeah, so they kind of argue over it. They get home and it's still Thais' birthday, but Patrick wants to go and pick up John. He's like, yeah, you need a moment for yourself. You're upset. Like, let me go and pick up John. And she just gets mad and leaves.
That was a bad move, Patrick.
Yeah.
I think don't go hang out with your brother on Thais' birthday.
Yeah.
I know you guys are mad at each other and in the midst of a fight, but this is when you go back and you work it out. You don't run away and go party with crazy Uncle John.
Yeah.
That was your bad move. The not asking for the blessing, whatever. Leaving Thais on her birthday.
I agree.
That's the bad move. So, all right. That is the episode. Although I watched about 7 minutes of it through my fingers. Thanks. Lauren, I didn't even know you could show that sort of thing on TV.
I mean, why not? It's on TLC, the learning channel. You got to learn.
I learned that I cannot be a doctor.
You know that exhibition? It was like all over the world. It's called Bodies. Yeah.
No Bodies, yeah.
I always wanted to go. I never got a chance.
You would have to go alone.
You would not want to go?
Isn't it a bunch of dead bodies?
Yeah, dead people. But educational. They open them up.
I wouldn't even watch The Sixth Sense because I heard they see dead people in there.
You've never seen the movie?
No.
What?
Because someone spoiled it for me.
Ugh.
And at that point, I'm like, what a great twist. And that we're not going to spoil it here because I still don't talk to the person who spoiled it.
Have you seen the movie The Others? I think that's what it's called, with Nicole Kidman.
No.
It's also great.
No. But
great twist as well.
Maybe I'll watch The Sixth Sense at some point.
But it's a great movie with Bruce Willis.
Sounded great. But
great movie.
Someone spoiled it for me. So, all right. What an episode. What an episode. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on Love in Paradise, woo, do we have some thoughts?
A lot of thoughts, because this season is wild.
We have more thoughts than Kyle has kids. If you can believe it. If you want to hear those thoughts, well, join us on Patreon, patreon.com/marriedtoreality or marriedtoreality.supercast.com. I feel like I should remind you because I forget all the time. It's ad-free over there.
Yeah.
We got no ads. We got none of the business up front. We don't tell you about the Patreon or the Supercast because you're already there. We don't tell you about the Instagram because you're already on it. You guys are the best over on the Patreon and the Supercast, so thank you for that.
Thank you, guys.
If you guys want to join the fun, we recommend that you do Patreon or Supercast.
Yes.
Also, follow us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. You can call in over there.
Call in, message us, do all of it. Talk to each other. I love when you talk to each other.
Well, that's on the Patreon.
Yes. On Instagram, talk to me.
Yeah. Patreon, Supercast, Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash like it's this hot. It's Lauren, because I'm going to give her another shout out. She looks or is going to look smashed.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Smash like it's hot as that. And if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we're suckers for a little love. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it. I've said it all.
I've said it all.
You've said just enough.
Yeah.
Just enough. All right. Means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.